morning I'll be sharing with you from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, beginning with verse 31. The people said to Jesus, "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat of my flesh and drink of my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Jody and I were married, our pastor volunteered to be a mission ambassador for 2 weeks in Africa. And when he returned, Jody and I met with him, and he was sharing his stories from being in Africa. And one of the biggest challenges when you go to a country like Africa is the food, right? You know, what's going to eat? What's going to sit well with you? And he said that while he was there, he just longed for a good steak, right? But the people where he was mostly ate rice and beans. Meat was considered a luxury. And if they did eat meat, it was usually goat, which takes a little getting used to also. And he said that at one point he was staying with a family and they offered him rat on a stick. Right? Right? And of course, I had to ask, "Well, did you eat it?" And he said, "Oh, no." He said, I couldn't even think about it. It's just disgusting. How many of you have ever seen Andrew Zimmern on the Travel Channel? Andrew is a food connoisseur. He travels the world eating different foods from all over the place. And, you know, there are people in the world who eat things every day that would make us want to throw up. I mean, they eat things that we want to step on and squash. Worms, ants, big cockroaches, tarantulas. Mr. Zimmern also has eaten brains, animal brains, and reproductive organs of many different animals. I know, disgusting, isn't it? I mean, it makes you shudder. It makes you just kind of feel a little sick in your stomach. And if you're like me, you're going, "Man, that's just not right." Now, I didn't share that with you to sour your appetites this morning, but I wanted to set the context for our gospel message this morning, because for the Jewish people, they responded much the same way when they heard Jesus talk this way. Now, the day before our story here, Jesus has just fed over 5,000 people by miraculously dividing and multiplying the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And now he's teaching in a synagogue in Capernaum. And those who he fed the day before, they finally caught up with him. And they begin crowding around him. And Jesus calls them out. He calls them out. He says, You are not here because I did miracles and you believe that I am the Son of God. You are here because I filled your bellies yesterday and you want me to do it again. But he tells them, do not work and want food that spoils, but work for and want food that can give eternal life, the food that only I can give you. And so, of course, they asked, well, what kind of work do we have to do? He said, it's simple. Your work is to believe in the one God who sent me. Now, these people, they'd seen Jesus do a miracle when he fed the 5,000. And they may have even been thinking, you know what? Could this guy possibly be the promised prophet that we have been waiting for? But they needed more proof. And so they say, they said, our fathers ate manna from heaven, manna that Israel's greatest prophet Moses called down from heaven. And if you're the next great prophet, then show us. Prove it. Yes, you fed us once, but do it again like Moses. Do it every day for 40 years. The Jewish writings say that when the Messiah comes, the gift of manna would be renewed. And so if you call down bread from heaven, we will know and believe that you are the Messiah. Man, how easy it would have been for Jesus to do that, right? It would have been so easy if only they truly would believe in him. But he knew that they wouldn't. He would provide that sign, and they would want another sign, and they would want another, and another, and another, because they just truly didn't understand. So Jesus begins by pointing out their misunderstandings. He says, first of all, it wasn't Moses who gave you the manna. It was my Father, the one and true God, who provided the manna. And it is now God who once again is sending the bread from heaven. The people wanted manna again, but Jesus tells them not to seek food that spoils. I mean, manna was a gift from heaven. We read about it this morning. But every day it spoiled. And although it sustained physical life daily, it was not able to sustain life eternally. But there is a bread, Jesus said, that can give you eternal life, the true bread from heaven. But the people didn't understand, and so they ask him, please, sir, give us this bread so that we will never be hungry again. Does that sound familiar? It should, because it's reminiscent of the woman at the well, right? Jesus told her that there is a water, and if you drink from this water, you will never thirst again. She said, please, sir, give me this water that I will never be thirsty. And Jesus said, I am the living water. And now, Jesus very plainly says, I am the bread of life. Those who come to me will not hunger. Those who believe in me, they will never thirst. Before, Jesus said he provided the bread from heaven, but now he clearly states he is the bread of heaven. And everyone who believes in him will be raised to eternal life. Now, you can only imagine the hornet's nest that this stirred up. The people begin saying, hey, wait a minute, hold on. Isn't this the carpenter's son? We know his parents, right? Joseph and Mary? Yeah. Well, then how can he say he comes from God? And Jesus stops them. And again, he says, listen, I tell you the truth. I am the bread of life, the bread from heaven. My flesh, it is the bread. And if you want to have eternal life, you must consume me. You must believe in me. Otherwise, you will spiritually starve and die. Of course, the people are looking at each other like Jesus has fallen off his rocker. And they're getting angry. But again, Jesus interrupts them. And he states this again in very plain language. In John 6, verses 57 and 58, Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, You have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. The one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Now remember those kind of disgusting feelings you had earlier when we were talking about Mr. Zimmer eating all these nasty foods and stuff? Are any of those feelings creeping up again and hearing Jesus talk like this? Remember, you know, let me just say that the Jewish people hearing this were feeling that way. The idea of eating human flesh and drinking blood was disgusting to them. It made them sick in their stomach just to think about it. Even more, it made them angry. Because this wasn't just offensive, it was blasphemous. For in Leviticus 17, 10 and 11, God commanded them. He said, it is forbidden for you to eat human flesh and to eat flesh with blood in it. Now, obviously, Jesus is not promoting cannibalism here. He is speaking metaphorically. Twice before, he said, unless you believe in me. And he said, those who believe will not thirst, and those who come will not be hungry. Jesus is speaking metaphorically and sacrificially. In verse 51, Jesus said, I am the living bread of life. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. He voluntarily gives himself, not just for the Jews, but for the whole world on the cross. On the cross. And in the weeks to come, the true scandal here is not eating flesh and drinking blood. The true scandal is the cross that this whole dialogue is pointing to. Now, obviously, for us who have the advantage of looking back on the events leading up to the cross, we can't help but envision the Lord's Supper, can we? John 6 does not directly speak about the Eucharist, but it does help us understand what Jesus meant in the upper room when he established the rite of Holy Communion. We are to share in our sufferings, and we are to remember what Jesus did for us. Thus, we symbolically come and we eat his flesh, the bread, and we symbolically drink his blood, the juice. And when we symbolically do this, we come and we believe. And that is what Jesus wants. This whole thing, he just wants us to come to him and he wants us to believe. Come and taste the true bread of life, the bread from heaven. Jesus spoke of himself as bread because it is he who can sustain us. Bread is a staple of our physical existence. It is a basic need that we have, and almost every culture in the world has some form of bread in their diet. Thus, when different people around the world hear this scripture, when they hear Jesus breaking the bread and giving it to his disciples, they picture different kinds of breads, don't they? Today is World Communion Sunday. It is a day to remember that we are connected to Christians all over the world. When we hear the words, the body of Christ, we are the body of Christ, I think we tend to think very exclusively. When we hear the words, we are the body of Christ, we probably think about the people that we share communion with, people that we come up and we stand next to, people. And when we think about the body of Christ, I think we often tend to think about people who look like us and talk like us and eat the same foods as us. But the truth is that the body of Christ is made up of all believers, red, yellow, black, and white. It's made up of people from South America, Russia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam, India, China, Sudan, Egypt, and all nations and all cultures all around the world. And today we celebrate that unity that we have in the body of Christ. And for the last 24 hours, brothers and sisters all around the world have been gathering for worship and breaking bread, all kinds of breads, right? And so this morning, we have for you a display of different kinds of breads to celebrate our unique but unified relationship in Christ. And we have Italian bread for our brothers and sisters in Italy, and we have French bread for our French brothers and sisters. We have pumpernickel bread for our German brothers and sisters. We have flatbread from India here, tandoori for our Indian brothers and sisters. We have pita for our Middle Eastern and Palestinian brothers and sisters. We have challah bread here for our Jewish brothers and sisters. And we have cornbread for our Native American brothers and sisters. Now, there are many, many other types of bread, but these cover a big section of that. And so as you come this morning, you can maybe you descend from Germany, or maybe you descend from somewhere and you just want to share in that, or maybe you want to try something you've never tried before. But they're all up here for you to choose how you would like to do that.